Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/hamradioshow.
Ham Radio!
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama, don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy! Hey, mama,
what the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbers.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, if you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh, woo! Woo!
Yes! Yes! Come on, you
Ham Radio. The most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh, my God, we need to play this fucking tape back. I just
scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because he needs that shit.
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me. It's been a week. I had to do it louder, Joe.
I know. Where was everybody last week? I was here.
I was working. That's good.
I'm going to do the Joe show all by myself.
Oh, Jesus Christ. God. Would have been a ratings juggernaut.
I can imagine, yeah.
It is the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, everybody.
Hello, please.
718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We are live on the HamRadioShow.com. How are you this evening?
I was okay, but somebody blew out my ears.
Well, who told you to wear the headphones? Don't you learn from Danny? He doesn't fucking pay attention to the show.
They were off.
That was really off, and it burned your ear. Yeah. Really? I am more talented than I thought, Joe.
I sprained my ankle in my sleep.
How the fuck are you spraying your ankle?
I don't know. I woke up. You know, I think it's Tony Clifton. I think when the
did
the
she
night,
fucking kick you?
I swear to God, because I wake up with like bruises and the pains and like cuts. You know,
Just taking you out slowly.
Slowly, man.
Good
Joe?
Evening.
I got to watch the Kool-Aid. There's no antifreeze in it or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you noticed your antifreeze is empty?
Yeah. I'm feeling tired, man.
She's just injecting it directly into his veins. Storm it.
No, seriously, though, I've been limping like for the past 2 days. I just don't know how I did it in my sleep.
Joe, you've been limping as long as we've known you.
That's true.
We're also live on Facebook Live because I'm out of Facebook jail, everybody.
Oh, yes.
Woo!
Whoopity doobies.
Whoopity doo.
Yeah. How many times have you been in Facebook jail?
Many a time, Joe.
You must have a wanted poster up there somewhere.
I got a wing.
With a number on the...
I got a wing in Facebook jail.
Watch this
But
guy.
Joe, it is time.
Yes.
Yeah. Danny, play along.
God, are we
yeah!
You got the Ham Radio Orchestra here, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm celebrating! I'm out of Facebook jail! Bam, 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 da, da, da. Come on, Billy, give me a beat, Billy!
No!
The break, good time, come on! Yeah! Got Danny on Shaker Ray! Got Billy on the nothing! Hey, going on right here. Thank you. So bring your good friends and your laughter too. We gonna celebrate, yeah, party with you. Come on.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are available to break all your leases.
We work weddings and bar mitzvahs. We go celebrate and have a good time. It's time. So anyway.
What?
Yeah, I put up a picture on Facebook a week and a half ago.
Well, there was an exposed sin on that picture.
But see, the thing is.
Yes.
By the way, Billy also got many compliments because in that picture, it's a picture of us with Nikki Hunter and Christy Canyon from Playboy Radio.
Yeah, Dr. Deb was in it.
Yeah, Dr. Deb's in it.
Deb, yeah.
But Nikki Hunter's tits are out in the picture.
Yeah, they are.
Playboy Radio, but porn royalty, Nikki Hunter.
Wasn't she grabbing a schmeckle?
She grabbed. No, no. I ate out Christy Canyon.
No, no. Well, in the picture, though.
In the picture, I'm grabbing her headlights.
Oh, I thought it was a schmeckle.
And obviously, my fingers and hands were not big enough to cover her massive.
And he wonders why he took it on Facebook.
Hey, look.
It's amazing. I don't know why they did it.
Excuse me. But I think that Facebook is a little busy right now with other important things.
Oh, yeah.
Like going to speak on Capitol Hill.
You got that right.
Mark Zuckerberg has to speak on Capitol Hill. So I would think that maybe a picture of some tits
might help him out.
Would not warrant 7 days in Facebook jail. Thank God, by the way, Billy fucking ended an hour before this program. So we can bring you Facebook Live in the ham cam. Right there, and then you can hear us sing this. Anyway,
we're very happy today.
We're really happy.
Yeah.
We had a week off
because
of a blizzard.
I know.
And in that week's time, I was in Facebook jail.
I know.
You know the worst part of Facebook jail, Joe?
What about it?
The showers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they butt fuck you every which way.
Did you bend over and pick up the
soap? Oh, I dropped the soap. I picked it up.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg came in, blew in my balloon knot like it was a trumpet.
What do you do? Make a shiv out of a mouse or something? Yeah.
He choked me with a mouse cord. Crazy.
I'd say it's a bad place.
So I don't want to go back to Facebook jail, but I definitely was in there.
Yeah.
So... By the way,
you meet a lot of people in there. Probably met Trump in there. Yeah.
Nick in Facebook jail. Nick says, Facebook Live, not Facebook jail.
Okay.
Says that Celebrate is a massive amount of copyright infringement.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, may I just say.
Oh, Tom, come after us.
Woo-hoo!
We'll have to find us.
Celebrate, good time. Come out!
the pirate radio.
Let's avoid that again.
Yeah, really.
There's enough stuff we can do.
Wait, you
can't
go to Facebook jail for copyright infringement, can you?
I guess so, yeah.
God damn it, I just got out. Just when I was out, they pulled me back in.
Yeah.
God damn it. But anyway, yeah, so I'm thinking that Facebook is a little bit more busy with their own bullshit that they got to do, the hullabaloo and hogwash.
Yeah, explain that to me now. They're selling my name.
They've been selling your name for fucking a while.
So, like, what's the big deal? I know it. Because every time
Danny, would you like to explain this?
I mean, I go online, I go to buy something. 5 minutes later, there's five ads on
Facebook. Who wants to play school teacher and explain it to Joe?
It's going to be Danny. Allegedly, they weren't selling the information. They were just collecting the data.
Collecting it.
But but
for what purpose?
For what purpose?
To exploit you later.
That's how they collect then your data, because then they know Eddie's data or my data, but then they'll suggest my post to Eddie. How they do it.
My data died a few years ago. And Eddie's too.
So.
My dad died.
A little weird joke.
Get it? My dad's dead.
Data.
Thanks, Joe, for bringing up a fucking hardship, you cunt.
I made it funny.
We have Billy with drums.
Wait, he's too slow.
I'm in the middle of something else. God damn it.
God damn it.
He's probably still working on another thing. But the only thing I don't get is they put that out that they collected the data and you have the option to turn it off on your phone.
You do.
Right.
But no,
so,
but,
like,
the thing,
but why is it such a big...
Because
I don't know how to do
the Facebook, faction over there that comes out, also made it incredibly difficult for a user to find in the settings how to turn everything
off.
That's right. So
they put it there,
totally recognizing their blunder, Danny. Now set up today where you could actually, they changed all the restrictions and everything. Now it's all on one screen.
They've made
so you can find
easier.
It and go, oh, I don't want this person having my shit.
Yeah.
Fuck off. And I can push a button like this and go bye-bye. And that person doesn't get my shit.
So what's going to happen now? Zuckerberg's got to testify?
He's got to testify on Capitol Hill. I don't know when that is. Is it tomorrow?
I don't know.
It's coming up.
But
I know it's coming up because it's all over the news.
The UK is all up their ass also.
Oh, right.
Well, yeah. The UK, but the UK has a whole bunch of other things because that was the...
voter shit.
Yeah, that's the voter shit. Well, that's the... Well, wait. First off, let's discuss all of Facebook's problems.
Okay.
Now you have celebrities coming out. Will Ferrell, right before I left, released a statement stating that he's getting rid of his Facebook pages, and a lot of countless other celebrities are getting rid of their Facebook pages.
But now who?
Because they don't want that interaction.
What will I do now? Like, the celebrities guide us, don't they? Don't they tell us everything?
Was that Billy's attempt to be? Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
It was a little creepy.
I mean.
It was a little creepy. I'm not going to lie. That was the most reaction I've ever seen out of Billy.
What's next?
You're going to have to think for yourself, William.
No, I can't do that.
You're
going to
have
to. I need Facebook to teach me everything.
I love, by the way, that Facebook dropped, they went down like 5%.
Yeah, 5 whole percent.
On their stock, and everyone was like, you see? It's coming to an end.
Do you think Facebook, like, what happened to MySpace? MySpace was as big as hell.
No, MySpace lost because it was boring. People lost interest.
It's boring to me, too, now, you know.
No, Facebook is it's the granddaddy of social media. Mm-hmm. Because when you look at MySpace only did a certain amount of things.
Yeah.
Facebook and then Twitter... And then there'll be another one down the road, and you got Instagram, and
there'll be stuff
Snapchat, and all this other crap that the kids are doing nowadays.
We should invent something, you know, like.
Well, let me see. It's going to be something with topless women in it.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Or bottomless men. Well, I don't know what you like.
What is that? Tinder?
It used to be called Craigslist, but they did away with all their personal ads.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, God. I just read the ads for fun. It was better than... Oh, God. I want to meet you. I can do it. I got a big tongue. And I like that.
By the way, in the Facebook Live suite, Trevor... you know Trevor Gardner, the guy that fought Tom Likas and won?
Uh-huh.
He's asking if I'm drunk.
I think you
Joe won. Then replies, Eddie's always drunk.
That's true.
Then he, for some reason, out of nowhere, is asking me, do you remember Schoolhouse Rock in the 70s?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. I don't know why the interrupting cow jumped in. And then
how did it do a duet?
Nick wants to make a social media site.
Yeah, he does. Well, yeah, you never know. Nick might invent the next Facebook.
Nick will be that asshole. Can I point it out? Because Nick is nothing more than a guy that sits and lives and breathes on the internet.
Yeah.
He builds things. That's what he does.
Yeah.
He's not a social butterfly. He doesn't leave the world. He doesn't touch a tit, get distracted by a nice fur burger in life.
He grabs the moose's teats all the time.
Moose's teats don't count, sir.
But he may be distracted this weekend, though.
Why? What happens this weekend?
The summer job kicks in.
Oh.
Yeah, but see, that might bring inspiration. By venturing out to the outside world, he might actually interact with a human that goes, ooh, an idea, and then it will form. Like, maybe he'll do some kind of social media about toilets, because he's going to be unclogging a toilet, and it'll be like, unclog.org, and it'll be a thing that he makes. And if you do unclog.org, you cocksucker, I better get half the profits.
Yeah.
Tell you that right now.
The plumbers of the world will join right up.
Yeah,
maybe he can get a drunk girl to give him a blumpkin.
Ooh, a good old blumpkin.
What's a blumpkin?
Something you'll never get.
A blumpkin is when... Hi-yo!
Oh,
he did it!
He did it.
Two things. One, he did it. Two, I'll explain a blumpkin.
What is a blumpkin?
A blumpkin is when you receive oral sex
while
taking a shit.
Oh, that's gross.
I don't think I would ever find that.
That's the smell alone. Come on.
I don't think that the worst thing I can think of is me taking a shit.
Yeah.
What are you touching?
Get a new one, Danny. Take the cable off.
Dan, wait. If you touch it while it's playing, then things are going to go. Hold on. Shit.
Fuck shit.
Danny, why don't you just get a new cable?
Because Danny likes to touch shit on the air. Because
that was the cable that was
tested
one that worked.
But can I also point out how highly unprofessional that was, Danny?
I was trying to do it while you were talking amongst yourselves.
Yes, but but you can
because I was playing shit and nothing was happening.
But we can hear...
Radio.
We can hear fucking you touching shit on the air.
What a bunch of pros we are.
We are broadcast professionals, Daniel.
Thank you. Yes.
We got Billy a new toy.
Thank you, Henny Youngman.
Yeah. take my show, please. That was a little slow because you held both sticks with one hand.
Oh God.
We are the worst best radio show ever.
No.
Also on the show today, by the way, hashtag SpankBank Girl of the Week or hashtag SBGOTW, Kelly Provocateur will be here. She's a ebony muscle fitness
killer.
Dominatrix.
Yeah.
Killer. A queen, I guess you would call her. Yeah.
Everybody get their safe words ready.
Yeah, she's but see, I got to meet her, and let me tell you, she's not as muscular as you think.
You had meat with her?
Like, she's muscular, but she's a tight little package. Ooh. She's very nice.
Ooh, okay.
She's like, because Joe was saying, wow, she looks like a fucking...
Yeah, she looks pretty tough.
She looks like a tough bro, and I'm like, she is, but she's very nice, and her tits... are amazing.
Oh, God.
She has beautiful titties.
Yeah, does she have any topless pictures?
Probably. Go to her site, KellyProvocateur.com.
We will.
Just Google Kelly Provocateur or go on our Facebook or our Twitter, our social media, and you will be able to find probably a link to... If you click on her Twitter, you'll go right to her
her
website.
Yeah.
No, because it's in the, you know, like that description, and it has her website information is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Danny, play something so you feel better.
Pretend just stalking her. You'll find it.
Yeah, okay. See, nothing's playing.
If that doesn't work, just ask Nick. He'll have it.
Reverse the two cables.
It's not the I don't think it's that, but I will do that right now. Oh, wait. It's the one cable again.
Okay, leave the one cable out.
Joe, you really got to fix this pot.
Yeah, well...
It's one pot that fucks up.
I will take care of it.
Danny, play something else that's not the dog.
Oh,
yeah.
Billy.
What?
Stupid me plugging in two cables
we told you.
I'm supposed to.
We told you.
God damn it. Mm-hmm. So, did everyone... what did you guys do on your week off from the show?
Slept.
I worked.
Well,
you know, that's
how exciting of a story there, Bill. Thanks.
Oh, that's it for me.
I was practicing.
Billy Ploud.
Billy Ploud is girl. Take it all, bitch. Plowing snow. Take it all.
Did you shovel snow, Billy? Did you really shovel snow?
I was plowing.
He plowed. Oh, wow.
Operating large machinery, wow. Making it go up and down, turn left,
don't
turn right.
Don't call your fucking fiance large machinery.
I'm not.
She was, how dare you?
She was home.
She was home.
Who are you doing?
I was at work. So, you know.
No, she lost. She lost weight because she was rocking the ring on social media, the ring that Billy bought for her.
Yeah, really?
His fiance was rocking the rock on social media. So I did see that.
Let's get a good price for that.
Yeah, you can hock that later. Yeah. But but he's saying that she lost so much weight that the ring keeps falling off.
That it does.
And I think that's the story she tells Billy.
Is she on a special diet or is it just normally losing weight from aggravation from you?
She's like a health nut.
She's got into the health nut section.
Oh, God,
she does. Yeah. She looks at what Billy eats and just does the exact opposite.
Right.
She
pretty
goes,
much.
Oh, that's a pizza. I'll just have cheese.
No, like, she won't even have that.
She won't have cheese. What, is she lactose intolerant?
It's like all proteins and vegetables.
I just come?
She's on one of those no-carb, low-carb fucking...
Yeah. Oh, no-carb? That's no meat. No meat?
I guess.
Did you remind her that your semen is nothing but protein?
Yeah, really.
I haven't mentioned
it. Can you swallow this?
You can have protein on those diets.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she. He said she wants protein.
So
I said, did you remind your fiance that semen has nothing but protein in it?
Oh, Billy. No,
and then you get a nice gulp. Right, and then you say, good girl. That's what you say to her. Good girl. And then she remembers what Billy ate, and she goes, oh, it tastes like shit.
I have to buy pineapple.
Buy more pineapple.
Lots and lots of pineapple.
Don't eat asparagus.
Dave Lerman wants to wish me a happy Easter. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, and happy Passover to
fucking,
all our Jewish
by
friends.
The way, yeah, Shabbat Shalom, motherfucker. Yeah. Shabbat Shalom. I haven't seen or heard from Dave Lerman in I don't know how long. And now he's him and Trevor Gardner are fighting about. Well, they're in our Facebook Live suite fighting.
Yeah. Want some dick?
No, not that they want some dick, Danny. Very correct. You would think that they might want to be fighting over dick, but they're not.
They're not.
No, they're fighting. They were fighting over their love and admiration for me.
Oh, I thought there was money.
No, there's no money. I don't think so.
Okay.
By the way, Dave says we are all great.
Okay.
So that's good.
I don't think he was talking
it's good
about
to
you.
Know. No, I think he
Thank
is.
Thank you, Dave.
Dave goes, no fight. Dave, I was setting
up.
Besides the gays having the butt sex, which I get, I was setting up a storyline, Dave. You don't have to correct everything I say. Just say, yes, Eddie.
Master.
I am doing this. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, a day.
Yeah, a day. Do we have the, him saying that? We should have fucking recorded that.
I'm sure we do.
When Filipino Heat was here. Yeah. That would be... Maybe we can get it from one of the shows.
Nick.
Like,
Nick probably has it.
Nick, Nick, get on that, sir. Make that possible.
Stop getting the Blumpkin and get on
Yeah, goddammit. God. We had to tease. He's probably throwing up because we gave the definition of Blumpkin.
Oh, that's right.
I don't think he knows what Blumpkins are.
Ask Alexa if she knows.
Alexa, what is a Blumpkin?
I'd rather not answer that.
Oh, you crazy woman, you.
Now, back in the day, can I point out that Rosie would have fucking gave us a
in a minute. Yeah.
She wouldn't even not only answered, she would have gave us a blunt.
I still can't figure out what I said to it when I asked it how did Bill die.
I don't know either.
And then fucking she went on that whole story that he was strangled or something.
Right.
Dave goes, I am your bitch, Eddie.
Oh, something like
no,
that.
You're not. And Nick will get it done right now. What a good boy.
Yeah.
Everybody's good today. I'm out of Facebook jail, and everything's fucking happy.
Oh, rat shit.
It's the Ham Radio Show, live on HamRadioShow.com. celebrate.
I need some duct tape and tissue. The ring is too loud.
Celebration. We gonna celebrate and have a good time.
We will not.
It's time. You want to cut a promo for us?
Yeah, what do you want me to promo?
I want you to say, hi, this is Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I can say, hi, this is Beetlejuice.
And you're listening to?
I'm listening to
Ham Radio.
Ham on air?
Ham on air. Ham Radio.
Ham Radio?
Damn right, close enough. We'll take it. Thank you, Beetlejuice.
Okay. What do you mean, Ham Radio? I know what a Ham Radio is. I didn't like to stick my cock in you right now. Get all the air of
that. That is the... I couldn't answer fucking more than that.
It's almost the best offer I've had all week.
Yeah? I'm going to
don't go anywhere. More insanity to follow.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut and style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hey, this is Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers here. You're listening to Uncle Eddie and Ham Radio.
Well, Mama told me when I was young, said, sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say, and if you do this, it'll help you
some sunny day.
Or take your time.
Yeah.
Don't live too fast. Troubles will come, and they will pass.
What will they do? They will pass.
You'll find a Walmart.
They do.
Okay.
okay.
I like this song. You'll find love. We'll tell you what you're listening to in a second. I like this song, so hold on.
And don't forget that there is a someone up above.
Come on, what are you?
Be a simple kind of man.
Facebook suite operational. Go to my Facebook page. You can hit it up right there.
Not.
Yes, but we are live on hamradioshow.com.
Unless they're listening to a replay, then this is pre-recorded.
But they don't need to know that because they're experiencing it all as it happens.
You want them to get it live.
Yes, on hamradioshow.com.
Tune in on Wednesdays.
Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Yeah. Wait. It's to be satisfied. Sorry, I like that part. Kelly Provocateur, our Spank Bank Girl of the Week, will be on.
Y'all be cool.
Yeah, y'all be cool. Y'all be cool, man. Y'all be cool. In about like 20 minutes, everyone calm down, take your pants off now, and relax.
No.
Kind of man. Did everyone, by the way, while we were away, did anyone catch the Stormy Daniels interview?
Nope.
I've read bits and pieces of it.
On 60 Minutes?
Nah.
You didn't catch it?
Nope.
I think everybody fucking watched it. I think it was
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it either?
No, I didn't see it. I just think she's getting too much publicity out of
I think so,
story.
Too.
I mean, Jesus Christ. Well, the thing,
my whole thing about this is that at the end of the day, Trump cheated on his wife.
So what?
That's it.
So
but
what?
He
exactly.
cheated on the first wife, the second wife, and now the third wife.
But that's the thing, so I don't understand.
That's what he does.
Jesus, he's a millionaire who fucks around. Oh, my God!
Yeah, if I had money, I mean, looking the way I do, if I had money,
you would spend
I would
it
do
all.
The exact same fucking thing.
Every man would.
I don't think I.
How do you resist the temptations of? That's why all these movie stars have 400 marriages and stuff like that. How do you resist the temptations that these women throw themselves at you?
The temptations.
The temptations.
Yeah.
She didn't.
The whole band.
The whole band.
You
is there.
Fuck the whole band.
They come there. All four temptations come in the room and they sing while you're doing it.
Jesus Christ! Stop fucking the whole band.
Hoo-ah. Yeah, that's what they say.
All righty. Yeah. Great.
Wow.
And they're beautiful women too. You know?
They are beautiful women.
But I mean, apparently, she didn't throw herself at him.
Ah, bullshit, come on.
He grabbed her by the pussy.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's what he does.
Her account is that she didn't really, that wasn't her intention. She didn't want to.
I got some land in Arizona.
But she wasn't a victim.
Why don't we listen to Stormy Daniels talk about what occurred?
Look at her. She looks like a school teacher, for Christ's sake.
Of course she is.
Does.
Yeah.
Sometimes she's a school teacher. Sometimes she's a nurse. Sometimes she's an airline stewardess.
Yeah,
either way.
Sometimes she's Aunt Alice.
She's like Barbie with a functioning vagina. Hold on. Oh, here's Stormy Daniels.
Here talking to
me. Well, there's Anderson Cooper.
Be fined $1 million. I mean, aren't you taking a big risk?
I am.
Yeah. I guess I'm not 100% sure on why you're doing this.
Because it was very important to me.
Publicity!
To be able to defend myself.
Part of talking, wanting to set the record straight?
100%.
It's fucking laughable.
Why does the record need to be set straight?
Because people are just saying whatever they wanted to say about me. I was perfectly fine saying nothing at all. But
you lying shit.
You
went on Jimmy Kimmel and fucking sat there for publicity. Why would you go on Jimmy Kimmel if you were happy saying nothing at all?
Yeah, you think the president made it disappear.
No, but not even that. Then you don't show up on a top-rated talk show. You come here if you want to disappear. Yeah. You don't go on Jimmy Kimmel if you want to disappear.
Yeah, here you get no publicity at all.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. You don't, like, be honest with yourself.
Oh, God.
You want publicity.
Yeah.
That's all this is.
You know what gets me, though? The news media, they're eating this up. Well, yeah. They love it.
Oh. Well, this, oh, that's the hatred. They hate Trump. Well, they hate
that,
Trump.
That's beside the point. Can't they realize the bullshit of it? All America realizes the bullshit of it.
Not all America. That's bullshit. This is where me and you argue. Because it's not all America. It's not all America. A lot of America.
It's only Manhattan.
No, a lot of America sit back and go, oh, he's a heathen and he did this and he lies about it. A lot of these morons do that. And then you have other people that have a thought process, like me, you, Billy, Danny, the people like us who sit there and go, all he did was fucking cheat on his wife.
But that was
her thought process, by the way.
You can't believe a fanatic one way or the other. Fanatics are you know,
who's the fanatic?
Fanatics, you know, a fanatic is a person who doesn't need reason to he's a fanatic, that guy.
Who, Filipino Heat's a fanatic?
Wasn't that Adolf?
No, that was Filipino Heat.
No, didn't he?
He played Filipino Heat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Turn your hearing aid up.
Well, I'm old.
All right, let's go back to Stormy Daniels.
But I'm not okay with being made out to be a liar, or people
thinking
that I did this for money, and people are like, oh, you're an opportunist, you're taking advantage of this. Yes, I'm getting more job offers now, but tell me one person who would turn down a job offer making more than they've been making, doing the same thing that they've always done.
All right, see, that's honest. But I gotta say, I will agree with her there.
But if you say, if she says that,
stop playing it over your phone and sounding shit. Please.
If she says that and says, I'm doing this to get better jobs because people not recognize me, I'm going to get famous. I'm having my 10 minutes. I understand that.
Yeah.
But don't say, because I wanna be defend myself. Give me a fucking break.
Well, that's why she's doing.
Slob. Wait, fucking slut.
All right, don't call Billy that. He has feelings.
No,
What I'm saying is...
I'm offended.
She does the 60 Minutes interview, obviously. She is defending herself because that's how you build your brand.
Bro.
You have to defend yourself. You got to come off, even though she says she's not a victim, you got to come off as the victim. That's what she's doing. That's all she's doing in this scenario. I get the game,
Joe. Appeal to the common sense of people and say, hey, listen, I fucked this guy, and now he's the president.
Joe, if common...
Holy
hold
shit,
on.
I can make some bread out of this.
Dude, if common sense was fucking common sense, that expression wouldn't exist. Common sense, because it doesn't exist.
No one has
common sense.
And they're all fighting over, be on my show, be on my show, be on my show.
Oh, there's no...
There's money to be made.
And they're playing this to the hilt. I mean,
exactly.
I got to give them credit. They're keeping the story alive. I mean, for months, it's this little...
Hold on, we got the sound effect. Danny wants to play it now on the thing.
Like, I'm waiting for it to roll.
Oh, he finally got it. Okay.
With the music, too.
He found
Notorious B.I.G. behind it.
Yes.
Here's the Notorious Stormy Daniels.
A lot of people are using you for a lot of different agendas.
They're trying to. Like, Stormy Daniels comes out, hashtag Me Too. This is not a Me Too. I was not a victim. I've never said I was a victim. I think trying to use me to further someone else's agenda does horrible damage to people who are true victims.
Stormy Daniels' real name is Stephanie Clifford.
Nice.
She's 39 years old from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
By the way, she's 39. She doesn't look a day over 56.
Yep.
I don't know what the fuck happened to her.
Those tits are sagging already.
I don't know what the fuck, because I remember when she was on...
She's playing it down.
And I think Billy can attest to this. When she was on Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah.
I know
she
talked about her all the time.
I have the DVD. I'll bring it in.
Sure.
Where 50 Cent fucks the block of puss, and it's her vagina, and she's in the room with him, and she, pulls her top down, and she's got a body built for sin. Dude, I've jerked off bazillions of times.
She's a professional, man.
Yeah.
Is she still doing these movies, or did she retire? Because she had a kid.
She's probably going to be doing the big movie soon.
No, but I...
they're going to find a President Trump lookalike to do it with her.
I love how Joe, they've done that already.
They have?
Yeah, they've done President Trump lookalike movies already.
Is it on hamster?
It's not like it's a fucking weirdest...
is it on a hamster?
Joe had a revelation.
You know what
they should do?
Yeah.
They should mock.
Yeah.
You know what else they should do? That Sarah Palin.
We
should make porn with her. Danny,
I can see Russia from my house.
That girl Lisa Ann looks a lot like her. We should get her.
Yeah.
You dummy.
Well, that's true. I like that celebrity lookalike stuff.
Yeah. I believe Evan Stone plays Trump. Oh. Our friend of the show, Evan Stone, plays Trump in all.
He looks a little like Trump. He does.
Yeah, well.
You know, he's got the blonde hair and
the massive cock.
And the massive
Just say it.
yes.
Just say it.
That's the part Joe likes.
It's all about it.
I wonder if Trump has the American flag tattooed on his cock.
Oh, yeah, he does.
It could be, you know.
He got it airbrushed in.
Want some dick?
Yeah.
Who wants some dick?
Between the orange tan, he got that spray painted in it. It looks great. That should be a presidential thing,
you know, like you have to have these flag on your schlangen.
Well, that's like the old joke. I got a tattoo on my cock that says Oklahoma City, USA. Right now it just says okay.
Okay.
The penis is.
There you go. All right, back to the interview.
And he's like, have you seen my new magazine?
He was showing you his own picture.
Oh, here's the magazine.
Right. And so I was like, does this normally work for you? And he looked very taken back. Like, he didn't really understand what I was saying. Like, does just, you know, talking about yourself normally work? And I was like, someone should take that magazine and spank you with it. And I'll never forget the look on his face.
He probably said,
he was like, what was the look?
Shut up, Joe.
I don't think anyone's ever spoken to him like that. Especially, you know, a young woman who looked like me. And
you ain't young!
You know, give
me
that.
At the time, she was.
I remember going, you wouldn't. Hand it over. And so he did. And I was like, turn around, drop him.
You told Donald Trump to turn around and take off his pants?
Yes.
Did he?
Yes. So he turned around and pulled his pants
now
down.
Stop that nonsense.
You know, he had underwear on and stuff, and I just gave him a couple swats.
Okay, wait. So you're flirting with him.
Right.
You're flirting with him. Last time I looked, if a chick spanked me at a public function.
Well,
this wasn't the hotel room.
No, this wasn't the hotel room.
Like, he pulled his pants and he had underwear on.
Yeah.
And she spanked his fucking, like.
Does he wear boxes or BVDs?
Probably not all the way down, Billy. He didn't, like, he wasn't doing the duck walk over to
Hey, come here and spank me!
Yeah, he didn't do that. But, like, literally, he pulled his pants down. His little BVD briefs.
Yeah.
Because he definitely is a tidy whitey guy.
You think so?
There's no way he wears boxers.
He's got to wear colored ones because all that orange running off on him.
It could be, yeah.
Well, they're colored now.
Well, he might wear those, like, you know, what those sexy ones that the guys
wear. Would you like a spanking?
Yeah. A thong?
A thong? You think he's got a thong?
I don't think.
Where's the big cheeks hang out? He's got a big ass, you know.
Where's the bikini underwear, Joe was saying? It shows you gingerbread and everything.
No, yeah. I think the last thing that was up his butt crack was Stormy Daniels.
Probably.
So yeah. I don't think that he's getting the thong.
You think Melania spanks him?
Wait, what happened?
You think Melania spanks him?
I don't think Melania and him have had sex.
I don't think so.
Well, they had it once that we know of.
No, that's a turkey baster. No fucking lie.
The Baron, huh?
Oh, he fucking came and then she, and then went like this. Yeah. Like it was fucking space food inside of her vagina.
That gives the insurance policy.
There's no way, Danny.
Probably.
They don't even sleep in the same fucking room now. There's no way. They sleep in separate bedrooms. I'm calling it.
Well, I tell you,
right now.
There's no doubt that kid's his son, though. He looks just like him. He's like mini-me.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm not saying that all of Trump's kids are old. They're definitely his DNA.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What I'm saying is, well, that's the other part of this interview, the big part, which I got to see if I can find it right now.
Did he use a rubber?
Well, no, that's the other part. He didn't use a rubber when they fucked.
Oh.
And then she talks about months later being with her infant daughter. And I said, if that kid looks like a fucking Oompa Loompa, Barry's got a new sister. Because the math didn't equal out. Uh-huh. If you're saying that the president of the United States of America, before he was the president, fucked you without a rubber, fucked you. Now, the next logical question that Anderson Cooper should have fucking asked was, well, did he finish inside?
Yeah.
He
should have, Danny, because that's what America wants to know.
Only if he had...
Did he come on your huge tits, Miss Daniels?
Or maybe she swallowed.
Or maybe she swallowed. Maybe she did what she was famous for in the movies, with the facial scenes, right?
Wasn't she famous for that?
Yeah.
Somebody's been watching porn.
I wonder who.
I investigated.
I put
her name in.
Billy.
My name is Billy, porn inspector.
No, I looked it up because I knew who she was, but I never seen anything she did. I put it in.
Yeah.
And the only thing that kept coming up were fucking facial compilations of her and they're like 10 minute long.
Of course.
And I'm like, how many movies did she make?
Oh,
you would think with all the cum that was on her face that she wouldn't have those wrinkles.
Well,
you would think that.
That's the protein. That, you know, in the days of Rome, that's what they use for, like, beauty creams and stuff like that.
Go tell your wife that.
I'm trying to convince her. She goes, oh, yeah.
Dude, every time I've shot a load on a girl,
yeah,
I've gotten yelled at.
Yeah, I know.
It's
a myth. They don't like it.
Well, even one time, I was banging. Dude, I'm banging this girl, right?
Yeah.
And we're standing up on the bed.
Okay.
Because she goes, I want you to come on me.
Oh.
So we both stand up.
That's pretty good.
She goes, I want you to do it. I want you to, because I know you watch it in those movies.
Yeah.
I want you to, dude, I shot like across her belly.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
She went like this. That's not a noise in the movie. You never hear a girl in the porn. You never hear Stormy Daniels in any of the movies that Billy watches ever go.
That's because she realized, oh my God, I just left this fat fucking piece of shit.
You asked for it, honey.
Yeah.
And the last thing he said was,
I was like, look, does this mean? I was like, look. We still could be cousins,
yeah,
but you have to learn to change your attitude, Missy.
Yes,
sure. Hey, listen, if it's further down the bloodline, Bill, it's okay.
Yeah. Right? Second cousins don't count, do they?
I don't think so.
Oh, good.
Ask the royal families. I don't know.
Well, the queen and the fucking old man who just won't go away.
That's right. Forget about that.
Are actually cousins.
Yeah. They got good doctors. They really take care of themselves.
Their family tree doesn't fork.
Yeah.
All right. Back to Stormy.
But okay. Yes, you know, it's through the, you know, through the bedroom. You'll see it. So I went to the restroom. You know, I was in there for a little bit and came out, and he was sitting, you know, on the edge of the bed when I walked out.
Oh.
Perched.
And when you saw that, what went through your mind?
I realized exactly what I'd gotten myself into. And I was like, ugh.
It was what he got himself into.
Here we go. And I just felt like maybe it was sort of, I had it coming for making a bad decision for going to someone's room alone. And I just heard the voice and I said, well, you put yourself in a bad situation and bad things happen. So you deserve this.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Give me a
you could have just fucking left.
I'm pretty sure there was a way to the door, I would think.
How many times have I been turned down in that same predicament?
Yeah.
We walk all the way up to the hotel room.
All the way.
We're in there. She's already spanked me with a magazine with me on the cover.
You pay the money.
Yeah, we go in there. No, you pay after. God damn it, there's rules. You pay after. You put the money on the counter and you walk away.
Okay.
But when you're up there, I've had that many a time where, you know what, I just don't feel like it. I I got to take a wicked shit. Or, Eddie, we're family. They leave.
Yeah.
And they just, we don't fuck. You don't have to fuck Donald Trump.
No.
You fucked him.
He likes it,
and
though.
Then he paid you.
Yeah.
This is where I get annoyed. Be fucking honest. You went up there with the full idea in your fucking head
of seducing this man
that you were gonna fuck Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
And then you knew you were either gonna get money out of it or one hell of a party story.
Or a good job.
Yeah.
Or something. You know, because all that guy has to do is make a phone call and you get anything you want.
By the way, Platypus, you know Platypus Mike?
I sure do.
My new boss, Platypus Mike.
Yeah.
Says, fun fact, Las Vegas hotels won't stream the Ham Radio Show. So I'm listening from the top of a mountain.
Well,
surprisingly, Joe sounds younger.
I do. I am.
Shocking.
I am.
Just want to bring that up.
That's because he found Pike.
I had a birthday last week. I was younger.
I know. Oh, yeah. By the way, happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
By the way, Nick is also astounded that Billy studied. That's also up there.
Yep.
Robbie E. from the formerly of TNA, by the way, listening to the show.
Well, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Great guy. Now he's a celebrity on multiple reality stuff. He's doing good.
Oh, I think he's a celebrity.
Well, he's listening. By the way, Nick, by the way, worried that that there was no Blumpkin for Trump. Yeah. Like, she left the bathroom and then didn't give him a Blumpkin.
No.
So they're all good points that we're trying to make.
I think so.
But don't tell me you're in that predicament and go, oh, well, I got myself in this predicament. Now I got to fuck an old man.
Yeah. Well, how long?
Joe's wife says no every night.
Every night.
And they're married.
And there's no problem either.
All right, so don't tell me you had to fuck the old man.
Right, she's not going on Jimmy Kimmel.
You lying sack of shit.
Yeah.
And I meant that to Joe.
That's right.
And you had sex with him?
Yes.
You were 27, he was 60. Were you physically attracted to him?
No.
Not at all?
Liar.
Did you want to have sex with him?
No.
I didn't say no.
I'm not a victim. I'm not.
It was entirely consensual.
Oh, yes.
Hashtag me too.
I didn't want to, but it was consensual.
Where condom use is an issue. Did he use
it? It's only rape when she says no.
I know that.
Just so we can go over our bases here.
Yeah.
If she says, okay.
Well, then she's accusing the president
of rape.
But
she didn't want to do it.
No, she's accusing the man that was almost president before.
Okay, yeah.
Of rape, yes.
Well, he's the president.
Before he was president.
Yeah. I wonder if he knew he was going to be president when he did it. You know.
How the fuck would he know he was going to be president?
Well, he might have had in his mind, I'm going to run for president someday. I shouldn't be
doing
this.
He's wanted to run for president since, like, 99.
Yeah, I know, but he's never done it. You know, he's like, well, all of a sudden he says, I think I'm going to be president, and he does
it. Because he was too busy fucking porn stars.
Yeah,
so
really.
I wouldn't do that either.
Wow.
If I had money, I would fuck Stormy Daniels in a heartbeat.
Not anymore.
That's the only way I could get Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, with money.
For Christ's sake.
Lots of money.
Or I could be like Billy at home watching compilations of facials.
I wonder what her price is now. I mean, she's got to be getting like $5,000 to $10,000 to do a movie, you know.
No, what are you talking about? She's probably way higher than that.
Well, not a day. You know,
dude, she's a name brand. She was a name brand before this.
I want to give $100,000 for her.
Trust me, me and Billy know about this chick. Yeah. Billy did research. He studied.
I looked, and all that came up was facial.
All that came up was cum.
What would you say her price is right now for a movie?
$1.95 Yeah,
no, not the one she's going to sell for. You know, what's she going to get for it?
I don't know what her cunt Blue Book value is. Yeah.
Laney would know. You should call Laney and say, hey, how much is...
Hey, Laney, how much is she go for by the hour? I just need to know.
Hey, right now, she's probably very expensive. Next week, she'll cost $1.50
I don't know what I'm going to do with the other 40 minutes, but sure.
Is it condom?
No.
Did you ask him to?
No. I honestly didn't say anything.
After you had sex, what happened?
He said that it was great. He had a great evening, and it was nothing like he expected, that I really surprised him, that a lot of people must underestimate me, that he hoped that I would be willing to see him again and that we would discuss the things that we had talked about earlier in the evening.
Being on The Apprentice.
Right.
Danielle says she and Mr. Trump stayed in touch. She says he invited her to a Trump vodka launch party in California, as well as to his office in Trump Tower in New York.
I'll bet you she was on top.
Oh, for sure. Yes. And this was not a secret. He never asked me not to tell anyone. He called several times when I was in front of many people, and I'd be like, oh, my God, he's calling. And people are like, shut up, the Donald. And I put him on speakerphone, and he wanted to know what I was up to and when can we get together again. I just want to give you a quick update. We had a meeting. It went great. It's going to be spectacular. They're totally.
Yeah, by the way, that's the backstory. He told her he was going to get her on The Apprentice.
On The Apprentice?
Well, there you go.
Well, I'm sure he could have.
Oh, yeah.
That
no,
explains...
NBC wouldn't have fucking had it.
Oh, sure they would have.
No, they would. Are you fucking on crack?
They wouldn't have.
Dude, a porn star?
So what?
Hell no.
They're all liberals in New York. They could have.
Everybody that's not you is a liberal. Shut
the
up.
The rest of the country would not buy that at all. They would lose, I'd say, probably 70% of the people that were watching
it.
It
wouldn't play in Pacoima.
You think so?
Gone, yeah.
Totally into the idea, and I was like, that part I never
believed. They probably would have fired
it
at first.
Did you still get the sense that he was kind of dangling it in front of you?
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
To keep you interested, to keep you coming back.
Of course. Of course. I mean, I'm not blind.
You're deaf and dumb.
Maybe
it'll work out, you know.
Did you view it as, this is a potential opportunity, I'm going to see where it goes?
I've thought of it as a business deal.
In July 2007,
well,
a year after they met, Daniel says Mr. Trump asked to meet with her privately at his bungalow at the Beverly Hills Hotel in Los Angeles.
Come down to my bungalow!
Yeah, I want
to
talk to you about The Apprentice.
Development regarding her possible appearance on Celebrity Apprentice.
I remember arriving, and he was watching Shark Week. He made me sit and watch an entire documentary about shark attacks.
Yay. It wasn't, at that point, a business meeting. It was just watching Shark Week.
Yeah.
Did you have sex with him again?
No.
So that right there is how I wanted to end this thing, because I know we have to go to break because we have Kelly coming on.
Yeah, sure.
But that, two things. Number one, sharks are man-eaters.
That's right.
Trump is a pussy eater.
That's right.
That's number one. Number
I think
two,
she's a man-eater.
Number two, by the way, number two.
What are you going to take us off the air?
I don't know. Yep. Why? We're not.
We're probably more pornographic. Who knows?
I don't know what's going on. It went back and forth. We're still on the air.
Okay.
All right. That distracted the fuck out of me. The other part, what I'm trying to say is, he only fucked her once. This is not an affair.
I know.
You fucked him once. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you did.
You had sex once.
Lucky you.
An attempted business deal, apparently. It comes across as.
That's really all it came across. You fucked the Donald
once.
Was he married at this time? He must have been married. Sure, his son's 11 years old, right? So
he was married at this point.
Yeah. Well, he fucked around. So.
They want Trump, by the way, to testify.
Yeah.
That's what her lawyer,
that's
Stormy Daniels' attorney, filed a motion in California overnight seeking to force President Donald J. Trump and his lawyer, Michael Cohen, to testify under oath.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah, I know. Daniels was paid $130,000 by Cohen right before the 2016 election to exchange for her to stay quiet. So, but supposedly what they're saying is the non-disclosure agreement that she signed, Trump needed to sign that. And now Cohen, his attorney, says he didn't need to sign it. But they're saying if Trump doesn't sign it, then it's not an official document.
Right.
So therefore, it's not an official
non-disclosure
agreement.
We're going to fight
so
that
now
out.
She can come out and say whatever she wants.
They'll fight that out in court.
Yeah, but the story's out now, so it really
doesn't matter.
Well,
the story's out. It's true, even without her, But, the grim details, I guess. I don't really know.
What grim details?
What else could she say,
All I know is...
I was on top!
Look!
He left spray tan all over the
sheets. Something like that. She stained the sofa.
All I know is that I'm turned on, and that's all that matters.
Well, yeah.
I think that it doesn't matter. Look, he cheated on his wife. End of story.
Yeah.
That should be the end of this, but guess what? We all know it's not going to be.
Yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show. We are live right here on hamradioshow.com. When we come back, our Spank Bang Girl of the Week, Kelly Provocateur, will be on this very program.
That's right.
We'll be right back after these words.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to cut a promo for us?
Yeah, what do you want me to promo?
I want you to say, hi, this is Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I can say, hi, this is Baby Juice.
And you're listening to?
I'm listening to
Ham Radio.
Ham on air?
Ham on air. Ham Radio.
Ham Radio?
Damn right, close enough. We'll take it. Thank you, Bill Juice.
Okay. What do you mean, Ham Radio? I know what a Ham Radio is. I didn't even like to stick my cock in you right now. Get all the end of that.
That is the... I couldn't answer fucking more than that.
It's almost the best offer I've had all week.
Don't go anywhere. More insanity to follow.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. Ham Radio.
Ham Radio.
Patient.
Stand-up philosophy.
What?
Stand-up philosophy. I coalesce the vapor of human experience into a viable and logical comprehension.
Oh, a bullshit artist.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hey, this is Gene Simmons from the greatest band in the world. You know it, I know it, come on. Even your grandma knows it. Kiss. And you're listening to Uncle Eddie right here on Ham Radio.
Ham Radio Show. Joe's all crying because CBS, Danny, was the one that stopped the ham cam for a second.
Well, they have some nerve.
We were playing their audio from 60 Minutes.
Yeah. So why don't we plagiarize you? We got three listeners. Are you worried?
It's not fucking plagiarism if you're fucking playing it. You're playing it for people. That's I don't see.
Well, they should listen to the end of the show when I say some material may be copyrighted by its respective owner.
Yeah.
And besides, it's on YouTube. Everybody can look at it.
Shut
it's
up, Joe. We're going to. We got to get Kelly on the phone.
Okay, let's do it.
Right. Por favor, deje su mensaje para 281.
That's not fucking right.
Hey, wait a minute.
What happened?
I don't like that.
I think she was talking dirty.
All lights are green.
See what happens when we don't use equipment for a week?
I don't know. What happened?
I don't know.
I don't think this is right.
Are you sure about that?
I don't even know what the fuck this is.
Your guess is better than mine.
I'm funny every day.
I don't wanna.
All right, I'm gonna get her number again.
Okay.
Because that was the number I was given.
All right.
They always give you the wrong number.
I think
they
do it on purpose. You know it.
No, it came up with something Spanish.
Well, it was
maybe
just
it
probably
wasn't Spanish.
Donde está la española? Muy bueno.
Donde está la
You actually
Oscar.
Called El Chapo.
You called El Chapo?
Wrong.
Wrong. All right, so hold on. Boom.
I'm holding.
Dos.
He's in the tunnel right
don't,
now.
Don't
I'm,
Chapo.
I'm in the tunnel.
Don't forget to carry the one.
I carried the one.
No.
Where are you carrying it?
No.
Now it's ringing.
That's hopeful.
Well, before we got some kind of Espanol thing, you all heard it. It wasn't just me.
That's true.
Turn this shit down.
I'm frightened.
I'm frightened, too.
You should be.
Trying to get this beautiful woman on the phone.
Bill, give us a beat while we wait.
Yeah.
I don't have a beat.
You have sticks.
Por favor, deje su mensaje para 281.
Uno, ocho. Ocho, cinco.
Why does she not pick up the phone? Now I gotta write other people.
She's mad at CBS. Kicked us off Facebook.
Shit. You said some shit about Stormy, goddammit.
Maybe they're friends.
You never know.
Yeah.
Could be.
She might have beat her up on the last session or something like that. You know.
All right, well, I wrote the world-famous porn wrangler.
Oh. Fat, fat,
D is so hairy. It's got one eye and two big bones.
Wait, when Billy does it, it sounds like we're about to get marched out to the fucking, we're going to get hung.
I know, Jesus.
Off to the gallows we go.
Is that what you're playing, off to the gallows?
No.
Is that the name of the song that you're playing? Off
no.
To the gallows? Because I really do want to hang myself, I'll tell you that.
Danny, get the rope! All right, can we stop? Can we stop playing with the drum now? Is it fucking possible?
Yeah, take it sticks.
Is it possible that we get it with?
Well, you guys.
Before you wouldn't
give
play with
me
it. With
new gadgetry.
No, before you would. Here. Hold on for a minute. Before he wouldn't fucking play with it at all. Now he's playing with it way too much.
Yeah.
Why
wait,
not?
It's like when he first discovered his dick.
I know.
Nope. Nope,
yeah, before
nope,
he wouldn't
nope,
play
nope,
with
nope,
it, and now he's playing with
hey,
it.
How old were you when you first did the found out you had something?
I told you. When the first time I whacked off, or the first time I discovered my penis did stuff.
That you enjoyed it.
What?
You know,
touching my dick,
well,
or
you're having manipulation. I think it's infancy.
I don't understand your fucking question.
You know, when you're aware that it's like something
that my dick does. Hold on. Now let me ask you the question because you're retarded and can't form a question.
Okay.
Is your question when was the first time I discovered that my dick? Touching my dick felt good?
Yeah. Like, infancy, right?
I don't think it was infancy. Well, because
kids, you ever see a kid, the first thing they do is they grab their...
Yeah, but, right. I never, as an infant, like, I don't remember getting pleasure. No, I don't remember even touching my dick and going, ooh, that feels good.
Well, you probably don't remember, but it probably did feel good. Why would you do it?
All most kids end up remembering
just
is like, holy
things.
Shit, it grows. And that's it. They don't.
Well, don't
it
even,
doesn't feel
don't
good or
like a chia pet.
I really
but
don't
it
remember.
Just grows.
But penis.
You know, and they're all proud. They want to show you. Hey, look, it grows.
I remember when my son. Like, yeah, when my son was born, he was a baby. My wife used to go, "He's going to break it off. He's going to break it off." He's going to hurt himself.
That's what they say about me now.
She was serious though. She, no, he's going to hurt himself. He's going to break it off. Right,
trying to figure out, by the way, what's going on with Kelly.
Yeah.
I had this revelation.
Oh yeah.
Over the week break.
Yes.
I discovered that now I love lube.
You love lube?
I love lube.
I never used lube.
I've like always
messy,
wait,
you know?
Wait, yeah. Let me go around the room. Danny, when you jerk off, do you raw dog?
Yes.
Okay, Billy, raw dog or lube?
No.
What do you do?
No,
do you spit on your hand? What do you do?
Yeah. All right,
so
you
use natural lube, your lube.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, what about you? Raw dog?
No, nothing. Raw dog is just using your hand.
Just
yeah.
Using your hand.
I never heard that expression.
All right, so yeah. I used to just raw dog. Now I literally have been changed.
Huh?
What happened was I was cleaning out a drawer, right?
Yeah.
And you know how, like, we have tons of porn shit that's sent to us?
Oh, sure,
okay.
I got boxes over the back.
Like, 9 million fucking porno stuff that's been sent to us. Mm-hmm. So then I went out, and I got this. I cleaned out the drawer. I found a tube of lube.
A tube of lube.
A tube of lube.
Yeah.
That must have been sent to me with, like, you know, maybe the I don't even know what toy it was sent with. Mm. But I know I put it on. You know what I mean? Like, I took the lube.
Sure.
And I know I put it away because I was like, oh, one day I'm going to try this lube shit.
Yeah.
And I never did. I just raw dogged and never lubed. Yeah. So I tried a lube the other day. I'm like, you know what? I found the lube. Let me try the lube. I put on a great porn.
Yeah.
Went to the fine people. Didn't go to X-Hamster Joe. Went to the fine people of U-Porn.
Oh, U-Porn is good.
Watch the good U-Porn.
Yeah.
Stepmom, stepson porn,
no,
as
no,
I like.
No viruses there. Yeah.
I go there, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it took me longer to come,
oh,
which I
really?
Which I enjoyed.
I would think the opposite.
Because I'm a fast comer.
Oh.
I'm a fast comer. I don't do premature ejaculation.
Once I'm dead.
But I'm a fast comer.
Oh.
Were you
and
caught
then,
up reading the instructions?
Yeah, I was, while I was reading, it said a stroke vigorously. But I put like and it was weird because it did make like when you because we all in this room have had sex with a nice wet vagina, haven't we?
Yeah.
Haven't we all like a good wet one?
They get wet. No way.
I know
about the JJs.
Yeah.
And you get that nice little this noise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
So now. That's what it felt like. Dude, I am now, like, I've been changed.
Fuck,
in
the
life.
Munching cow over there.
No, that's him doing a vagina.
Two words, stretched vajayjay.
But that's what I'm saying. It felt weird. It felt like I've been missing out this whole time. So now I'm going to use lube.
Now he's got to go with it two hands. Now he's never going to leave the house.
The only thing is, it does add it adds more time onto your masturbatory efforts.
Oh.
Because you got to get the lube, you got to lube up, your penis. You got to use the other hand now to find the porn, or you have to set up the porn prior.
Yeah,
it's a whole thing, Joe. It's like a whole step by step.
I can imagine. Yeah, my friend Mikey Pills used to use veal cutlets.
What?
He used to use veal cutlets. You know?
I don't doubt it.
Now I've heard stories that people have used chicken cutlets, veal cutlets, stuff like that.
I'm not eating over that guy's house.
I've heard take a tomato and warm it up in the fucking microwave and all kinds of weird shit.
You
take
things tomato.
You look at and go,
you do what
you have way too much fucking free time.
You do what Eddie does. You put the fleshlight between the fucking box spring and the mattress.
I did that once.
Run around the room until you hit it.
One time.
And you warm it up in a microwave so it's nice and warm.
I actually, you know what was running when I was in that cleaning phase of finding the lube and everything else?
Uh-huh.
I realized that I had a fleshlight that I used that I probably didn't clean that well. I didn't even open it. I just threw it the fuck out. The can and all. Just threw it the fuck out.
Yeah, it must be like green.
Oh, my God. It had to be. Because I know I cleaned it, but there's no way to clean. Like, how do you clean our, like, women have easy ways of cleaning their sex toys.
How was it easy?
Because they got dildo. They just put them in, they wipe them off,
they
wash
them. Put it in the dishwasher.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah.
We come in the things. Do you know what I'm saying? We shoot out. But I rinse it out. Dude, I pulled the fucking whole vagina out, filled it up in water. It looked like a big doofy dildo. It was just filled up with, you know how a fleshlight is.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that. And then.
So
why
not throw it in a washing machine? Let it go through the cycle.
Yeah. Put it on tumble dry.
Well, you don't dry it. You let it air dry, but you run it through the washing machine. Let it.
Like a dishwasher?
No.
They make them dishwasher safe.
Oh, they are dishwasher safe?
But put it in with the
that's,
laundry.
Well, first off, I just
with your whites.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, I just bought. Whites. Speaking of dishwashers, I just bought my mom a dishwasher.
Oh,
that's nice.
So now I know for a fact I didn't have a dishwasher prior. Oh. So that means I was washing my fucking vagina in the sink.
Okay.
So now knowing that it probably wasn't as clean as possible, because I was like, do I want to have another go round with the fleshlight? Then I realized, I was like, when was the last time I used this thing? And I'm like, there's got to be like microbes and just ungodly evil shit going on with this thing.
Really?
Wow. Okay.
So I'm like, I'm not going to use it. But then luckily I found the lube. So now I found my tube of lube, and I now have moved on. Hashtag tube of lube. And I'm telling you, Joe, experience.
Yeah.
We got lube in here.
Oh, tons
tonight.
Of lube. Yeah.
Go get some lube.
Okay.
Lube up and finish yourself off. I'm telling you.
He's going to slip and hurt himself.
It probably is. It's a religious experience.
Yeah.
What you could do is
You put it in your shoes?
No.
Hope not.
Knowing you, here's what you're going to do. Why don't you get one of those handicap, you know, the fucking the flowers you put on the tub? Put them on the floor of your bedroom.
Oh,
so you don't fall.
Okay.
And then jerk
the
over
non-slip,
the lube.
The slip-resistant ones.
Yes,
get naked, but put on a nice pair of slip-resistant shoes.
Wow.
Look like Herman Munster.
No,
you jerk
we're not
over.
Homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Yes, we are. I don't know. I it converted me. It was like a religious experience. Dude, it's on the paper.
So now you're going to buy tons of lube.
Danny, look at my notes.
I don't want to look at your notes.
On number four. What does it say?
Number four.
Lube.
No, I discovered lube. I discovered lube.
Oh, God.
Next you'll brilliant. Discover, like, hair conditioner.
Let's go to number
shower.
Five real quick, I'll tell you.
No, number five. Hold on. No, number five is Kelly Provocateur. So,
that's what she looks like. She's on TV. Let's see on.
That's not her.
It looks like her.
You lying sack.
Oh,
lying sack of shit.
I work with that chick. Yeah. At Sirius. That's not her.
Oh, I'm not serious.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I told you. I met this chick at Sirius.
So you're the new public relations man.
I am.
Okay.
Joe
well, medical marijuana is now legal in New Jersey, so I'm moving.
It's legal in New York.
It is.
Here. Medical is.
Yes.
When did they make it legal?
It's a while ago, way before New Jersey.
I love how you always watch the news and know what the liberals are doing,
but yet
you never know anything else. You only know certain things.
Well, in Jersey, they just loosened the laws a little, didn't they? So it's a little easier to get.
You can get marijuana for pain, anxiety, and migraines.
Right.
I'm trying to get Kelly on the phone.
Kelly, are you there?
Kelly, you know? Hi, is this Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to Ham Radio.
She was probably listening about my lube story, and she didn't want to get involved.
Where were you, lady?
Yeah, we're going to have to overlap. Okay. Like, we won't go to spots. We'll do this for a little bit in the
okay,
morning.
Okay, good enough.
Kelly, you there, baby?
Hey.
There.
I am here.
Kelly Provocateur.
Okay, blew out my eardrums here.
Yeah, well, okay. She's loud. She wants to make sure she's heard.
Okay.
On this program full of men, with her beautiful big titties and her muscular body.
Okay, my safe word, by the way, is
banana.
Your safe word is banana.
Banana. Okay. That's my safe word.
No.
No.
That's my safe word. No.
Kelly, has anyone ever had the safe word of, ow, I'm bleeding?
Ouch.
No, they had the safe word of, call 911, please.
That's even better.
Joe is an old man. His safe word is, ow, my hip.
Oh,
she broke my shit.
Oh, tell you to.
He broke my shit.
I can't walk anymore.
I can't walk anymore. I don't. God, this hurts so much.
That's a good one.
She stuck it in my tuchus. Now, exactly. Explain what you do. Like, what's your thing besides? Because you're a dominatrix, but you do BDSM. I don't. It was the
BDSM.
BDSM. Billy knows. Another research.
What does that spell, Billy?
It's supposed to be Billy's Friday night. Do you want Kelly to come over and tie you up?
No, I'm good, thanks.
You sure?
I'm positive.
You sure?
You sure? Because she's good at it.
I'm down for that.
I'm okay.
Joe, do you want to get tied up by Kelly?
Yeah, sure, why not?
She won't fuck you. Your wife will have to fuck you.
Well, you know. Why should anything change?
Yeah, sure. You're married. No, Kelly, so tell me all about you. Like, what do you do? How do you describe you?
Well,
yeah,
I'm awesome.
Yeah! She is awesome.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that's the truth.
Well, how I can describe myself, I am definitely an alpha female.
Okay. I like that.
I'm an alpha female, as well as I'm sensual. And erotic.
Yes.
And an ebony goddess.
Ebony goddess. I wanted to hear the words. I knew that you are, baby. I wanted to hear ebony goddess.
That's right. They have big tits.
And she has very big tits. They're very nice. They're very nice tits. I was lucky enough to meet Kelly, the ebony goddess, at Sirius XM about a couple of weeks ago, and like I was telling Joe, she gave me a big old hug, and let me tell you, she's just like in her pictures. Sometimes she looks more beefier, like she looks like she can rip apart a phone book.
She's very strong,
but she just but she has a tight little body. It's not. She's not overly muscular. She's muscular.
Yeah.
Do not get me wrong. She will fuck you up.
So she's sort of like. She bulks up at certain points.
Yeah, like she's not like Nicole Bass.
Like
know?
She's going to competition, and yeah. The rest of the time she's just that lean,
lean, mean, okay. Sexy machine. That's what she is. She's a. She's got like literally. She's like she's not huge. So like when she went to like I went to hug her and I'm like I'm grabbing it like firm and tight in all the right places. You know, Billy. You know how I like it.
I'm telling you.
Oh, she was very nice. Very
you really
nice.
Describe it centrally.
I'm
getting turned on here.
Apparently with lube in a can, but go on.
I like, no, it's lube in a tube.
No, you had the can.
No, I had the can. I threw the can out.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
Confused.
You do get confused.
No. I'm lost.
Do they have spray lube? Is it half spray lube?
I don't know. Kelly, do they make spray lube?
They actually do make spray lube, actually.
See? She's the one to ask all your questions.
That's
to.
Right. Just don't get it
Kelly
mixed up
knows.
With the oven cleaner.
Kelly Provocateur knows about spray lube. My thing, I here's the thing, Kelly. I don't know if you were listening to the show before we tried to get you on the phone. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, Kelly, I discovered lube.
Really?
Yes, I never used lube before.
For the first time in his life.
For the first time in my life, when I was jerking my penis, as they say, just like we're at the doctor, Danny. I was jerking my penis.
I think you just discovered
masturbation. Dr. Kelly, I was jerking my penis. And
okay.
And probably the pictures of you, maybe. So I was jerking my penis, and I was remembering that hug, Joe, and I was frantically. Yeah. So I was doing that. But then I found I had a tube of lube that was lying around in a drawer, and I said, "Well, I'm going to try this. Let's get going." So I put on some porn. I started doing that, and it's changed my life. Changed my life.
Now they call him Slippery Sam.
Yeah. And my name's not even Sam. How do you get that?
I don't know.
But yeah. it changed my life. I will never raw dog again. I will only masturbate using lube from now on. And I'm trying to convert these heathens over here to use the lube. Hashtag no. Tube of lube.
You ever heard of some lube called Splunk?
Spunk, I've heard of it. I know it's a brand name of Spunk, right?
Oh. Yeah, it looks Spunk.
Does it smell different? Does it smell actually like Spunk?
Only if you eat pineapple.
Yeah.
Well, maybe after you're done with it, it smells like Spunk.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. What does it smell like? Now, see, that was the other thing. I was worried about, like, this lube was odorless. Had no odor whatsoever. It was just like this this nice and just like a woman. It was slimy and sticky and all the right, all the right feelings. Ooh. Were there. And I imagine that Kelly's that way too. Like, not right now, because she's listening to us. She's probably dry as a bone.
That's true. But, listening to you,
but in a normal circumstance, when Kelly, when Kelly Provocateur, when her vagina gets all happy, it's probably exactly like this lube that I got.
Yeah.
It might be like this Spunk. I don't know. I'm not lucky enough to have sex with Kelly, so I don't know.
And she's grateful.
And you probably will never know.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Well, Kelly is a dominatrix, right?
Well, she's you're also I can you're not an escort, but I can invite you out on a date, right?
You surely can.
Ah, we'll and see Jose Feliciano.
You can, no, it's called You Can Take Me Out to Eat and You Can Take Me Shopping.
Yes.
Okay.
It says nothing about fucking, by the way.
No. There ain't none of that going on.
Yeah, we want to make that abundantly clear. But you can have her as a date, and then she does it. She wants you to make sure you can't take her to McDonald's, Joe.
Take her to the opera.
It says you have to take her to a fine eating establishment.
Ooh, yes.
Like someone with tablecloths.
Oh.
She likes tablecloths.
I don't know what those are.
Applebee's?
I do like tablecloths.
She likes tablecloths, and then she takes the tablecloth off, and she ties you down to the chair.
Beat you under a
and
table.
And then beat you.
That's true. Hey, you know, that would be interesting. Having a hanky-panky in a public place. Would you ever do that?
I took my dick out in a restaurant
once. I know, that's you. Probably put it on a plate.
I am a giant pervert. There, yeah. I have
you did the hot dog trick.
Literally, you guys don't understand the length. This is why I need to get a shrink. The lengths that I am willing to go to. I was on. Wait, I'll tell Kelly. Let me see if Kelly. I will have Kelly Provocateur.
Yes.
My ebony goddess.
That's right.
My muscular ebony goddess. I will have her decipher if I'm a fucking Looney Tune. Or if this is a natural thing to do on a date. Okay, Kelly?
Can I help?
Okay.
Okay. So here's what I was out with this girl to the point where I don't even remember her name. This is how long ago this was. I'm out with this girl, and we're flirting really hard and heavy, but we're out in a fancy restaurant, right?
Uh-huh.
And under the table, she does graze over my jeans. My package. All right.
Okay.
So then
she's trying to check and see what you got.
Yeah, she was checking because I'm a fat dude, so she was checking size. There's no doubt. Yeah. Yeah, it's like a shoe store. You women like you like the big 10 and a half wides.
Okay.
So now she's grabbing my package under the table. Now I go, well, fuck this. The next thing I'm going to do is when she goes to do it again, I'm going to take my dick out. Now, mind you, we didn't have sex before. You know, like, we didn't do anything before this. So, literally, my dick is going to be out under the table.
Was this lunch or dinner?
This was dinner.
Oh, okay.
And a nice, fancy restaurant. It wasn't like we weren't at Chuck E. Cheese doing this.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. How would you like your...
Yeah.
How would you like that steak? Medium well? Well? Yes. No, just go away. I got my dick out.
Go away. Steak. My dick is out. I have a tube steak right now. I don't need to worry about that. Yes. So, no. So, next time I did, I unzipped while she was still talking. She didn't even know I had done this.
Wow.
I unzipped, took my dick out, and then now I'm semi-hard. I'm not incredibly hard, but I'm semi-hard. And normally, my dick doesn't normally hang. Uh-huh. Sometimes it goes in. It's like a turtle. Sometimes it does whatever it wants. It has a mind of its own.
I was in the pool.
Yeah, I was in the pool. So now my dick is out. She goes again, and then she touches it because now she knows. Now she knows what's going on.
You mean business?
I got sort of a hand job at the table, but not a good one. I was fully willing to come on that restaurant's floor.
That's right.
And not care.
What the hell, man?
And probably wipe it up with the tablecloth.
I'd never invite you to my restaurant.
No.
And everybody
isn't
else.
Isn't that just classy?
Well, that's why I'm asking you. Is that wrong to do? I'm asking Kelly, not you, Joe. Kelly Provocateur. She's a muscular ebony goddess. She knows this shit. She will tell me if I'm right or wrong. Was that wrong to do, or is that okay in those in that kind of situation?
Very wrong.
Tell him, baby.
All the way wrong.
How so, ma'am? How so? Yeah.
God, it's wrong.
You could have been thrown out without getting the food.
Arrested.
All the way wrong.
Yeah.
What, you know, how come when the guy does it in 50 Shades of Grey, the girls are like, oh, that's hot?
Yeah. Well, so it's
50 Shades of Gross. Not Grey.
50 Shades of Grey. That's exactly what my autobiography is going to be called. Yeah. 50 Shades of Gross.
No, I think the most you're allowed to do in a restaurant is play like kneesies and footsies, things like that.
Did you say kneesies?
Yeah, right. You know, like when your knees touch and you know, like
the, you reach under and you rubber knee a little,
and both your knees touch. Like you ever see like when her knees and your knees and you're under the table.
Look, I read the
and
sign,
and you're rubbing her leg with your foot, and stuff.
Then you roll a meatball to her with your nose.
Yeah, that's not that. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we both suck on a piece of spaghetti.
And we meet
in the middle.
Yeah, tell me more.
And then we get it. And there's an Italian guy going, oh, what a night. It's a beautiful night. That guy? Fuck that.
Yeah.
So, look, I read. Look, Kelly, I will tell Kelly Provocateur. I will tell you guys, too.
Okay.
I read the sign. It said, no shoes, no service. It didn't say, your cock's out. Don't worry about it.
It says, no shoes, no service.
There was no sign. Everything's fine. That's my motto in life. There was no sign. I didn't know I couldn't do it.
I think the only place they allowed it is Plato's Retreat or something like that.
That was a good place.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, I'm not saying I do that every meal. I'm not
but
saying,
you'd like to.
Oh, I totally would. I want to stick my dick out at Taco Bell, but I don't.
That's right.
I'm just saying it happened one night.
Put that on a taco.
But the Quiero Taco Bell.
Yo Quiero Taco Bell. Sir, would you stop sticking your dick in the burritos?
How many restaurants are you banned from, Eddie?
I'm only banned certain restaurants, not all restaurants. Let's just say there's certain people from the Food Network. I can't go to their establishment.
I should tell you.
But I'm just saying. Look, it was like a one-time thing. And look, Kelly Provocateur already told me I was wrong.
That's true.
So I'm learning from my mistake. Like, if I went out with Kelly and I did that, she'd break my dick off at the table.
What gets me is you have the audacity to say, is that wrong?
I'm asking. I'm asking.
It can't be anymore.
Because sometimes people want to know, Joe.
I tell you, yeah.
Dude, I want
this. Is all for Nick's benefit up in Canada, just in case.
True, yes.
Just in case we go to dinner, I don't want Nick to take his dick out at the
table.
That's my thing, not his.
Yes.
I'm just saying, that when you have a beautiful woman like Kelly Provocateur at the table,
yes,
and if things are getting hot and heavy, mm-hmm, now I know that her limit is don't take your dick out at the table. Yeah. That's all. I just want to know where we stand at dinner. Do you understand? Now I know. So like,
now you know.
Now I know. Like, if I take the beautiful Kelly Provocateur and we go to Palm Steakhouse, very fancy steakhouse, Joe,
yeah,
and I go there.
That is not fancy. That's mediocre.
Where do you want to go? You name the place. Hold on. You name the place. Where are we going?
Milo's?
Where's that?
Google it.
Google it. Someone Google Milo's.
Somebody Google Milo.
And see if they have a dick out at the table fucking rule. No dicks out of the
table.
There's no sign. I don't see a
That's
sign.
That's right.
God damn it.
There's a dead fish on the
Milo's is a Greek restaurant.
Okay. I like Greek.
I bet you do like Greek.
We've heard that, yes.
She knows what I'm talking about because she's Kelly Provocateur.
We were just talking about picking up the soap in the shower.
By the way, I like saying your full name. Yeah. I don't like just saying Kelly. I like saying Kelly Provocateur.
Yeah, it seems to fit.
It's very nice. Yeah, it's like, were you born? That's obviously not your real name, right? I'm not going to ask what your real name is if it's not. But it's
none of your business.
There you go.
That's right.
That's her African name.
That's
none
right.
of your business.
None of your business. That's right.
What about Milo's degree?
And now my Caucasian name.
My Caucasian name is go fuck yourself.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, now what's your Caucasian name?
Oh, my Caucasian name is Rachel Fairmont.
Okay.
Rachel.
Okay. Her Native American name is Run With Pussy.
Okay. That's the, yes, that's, give me some.
Give me some. All right, you got Milo's?
Yes, yeah. Apparently their fish market changes daily.
Ooh, just like me.
They have, you can choose from over 20 species of fish. And
species? Aren't they all fish?
Yes. They have blowfish?
They got dolphin?
Yeah, blue fish.
Hey, looking.
New blowfish, Joe.
There's no blowfish.
No blowfish. Okay.
Sorry, Joe.
The rest of the menus. The rest of the menus are all in PDF form, which will take forever to download and open up and read. Most likely.
Well, that means it's a high class place. If everything's PDF, so
okay.
Yeah. There you go.
And there is, by the way, on the cover page, there's a picture of me, and it says no dicks at the table.
No, so. No, that's just a dead fish.
Oh,
or a fish on ice.
I thought that was me. You sure? It looks like me in a hat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
Well, Milo's special is apparently lightly fried zucchini and eggplant tower.
Ooh.
And
oh, yeah. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Ooh. Some cheese that I will never be able to pronounce.
Danny, help him with the cheese.
And tzatziki sauce.
That's the thought of that. Someone will say something.
No, kefalograv.
There you go. There you go.
He's trying, Kel. He's
Remember
trying.
How you learned in elementary?
Yes.
No, we had Hooked on Phonics when I went to school. It was easier.
Hooked on Phonics worked for me. All right, so by the way, just so everyone understands, Kelly Provocateur,
yes,
our new friend and now, you know, promoter of Milo. Yeah. Promoter of Milo's restaurant.
Yeah, she got a free meal out of this.
She better get one.
Yeah.
She, by the way,
Milo's got to give me a free dinner.
Yeah. At least give her the zucchini tower, you cheap bastard.
That's for sure.
Jesus.
That ain't cheap.
She's going to be doing the Exotica Expo in Denver.
Oh, nice.
On April 6th through the 10th.
Is she going to come to the one in Jersey when we go to one in Jersey?
Yeah, you're going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She'll be there.
We'll meet you in the one in Jersey. We go there every year.
Yes, and I promise my dick won't be out during the...
If he takes it out, I'll yell at him.
If you put your dick out, I'm going to make sure...
Kick his ass,
I'll
man.
I'll find a tranny to suck it.
Hey, baby.
I look, I don't mind if I... Can I not look at the tranny at the time?
Do glory
That's
hole.
That's the whole point.
Yes, let's do glory hole guessing game.
Okay.
We'll get
glory hole guessing game.
We'll get Kelly and we'll get a tranny.
Okay.
And then we'll get Kelly. We'll do Kelly Provocateur, a tranny, and we'll get a dog.
Okay.
Okay?
And a wet vac.
And a wet vac. That's after. That's for cleanup.
But make sure we use lube.
And then, we'll, like, you know, like the shell game, you just move them around, and I have to guess who sucked my dick.
There you go.
That's all it is.
It sounds really good.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's a good thing. And then, and then
just know it ain't me.
There you go. Well, not with, not with that attitude, Kelly Provocateur.
That's for sure.
Don't worry.
Well, maybe if you take it a Milo's, you never know.
That's true. Yeah,
nah, it's gonna take a little bit more than that.
Okay.
All right. So no. So dinner, no dick out.
No dick
and
out.
And we go to Milo's.
Yes, but you got to brush up on the Greek because, man, these words
to
are complicated.
To start off, and then, but before we go to Milo's, you have to take me to Neiman Marcus, and I need outfits.
Uh huh.
You can't go without clothes.
Can
right?
can we shop? At, can we shop at the kids section?
I'm going to punch you in the eye.
Yeah, baby. That's it.
God, I love you.
That's
Kelly
what
Provocateur. She's feisty. She'll fuck you up.
And we like
and
her.
She looks good in a dress. And she told us about a good restaurant, and now we're going to have to try.
That's right.
I'm gonna go.
Whoa. Pump the brakes. But before you go into Milo's, FYI, make sure you have a reservation.
Okay.
And if your credit card has a cap on it, I don't think you should even be walking up in there.
Don't worry. Eddie gets reservations. He tells him he's a senator.
Yeah.
Hello. This is Senator Edward from the Hammer.
I just tell him I'm a Kennedy.
Glasses of wine are like $25.
Jesus Christ.
For a glass of wine?
Yes. Dessert wines can range from 21 to 120. Wow.
I want to buy the vineyard for that kind of money.
Yeah.
How much is the entree? They got a price on an entree?
Yeah, I don't know.
Entree?
That's probably $1,000 dinner.
Well, Kelly Provocateur is the entree.
Okay.
And that's
hello.
And let me tell you, that's priceless.
But I'm not the dessert.
No.
Hello.
Jesus.
Hello.
I tell you, Kelly, you're the most expensive girl I never had.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never had.
Is it me or does Kelly Provocateur sound a little bit like Wanda Sykes?
A little bit, yeah.
How dare you? It does not sound like Wanda Sykes.
No, you don't.
Hey, it's a talented lady.
You sound a little. I'm saying you look like an ebony goddess. Oh, there's a big difference. If you looked like Wanda Sykes, you would have a little bit of a problem.
You are attractive.
Yeah, you're very attractive. But you sound like I think there's like two. Like you got the ebony goddess. And then when you piss her off, she gets a little bit of Wanda Sykes in her voice.
Yeah, a little toughy, man.
Like when she wanted to punch me in the face 5 seconds ago, a little bit of Wanda Sykes.
Yeah.
A little bit, not a lot, just a little bit.
I think
okay.
You've been hanging out with the 25th.
We'll discuss this over the zucchini tower at Milo's. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
And we'll get
so
some.
Win.
We'll get some.
Okay, so when?
I don't know when I got to save up some money now, according to Billy.
$1,000 dinner, then. Yeah.
That's just to get in the door.
Yeah. They don't pay me that much at SiriusXM. Jesus Christ.
In other words, you have to tip the waiter or something.
Well, according to you, I'll put the reservation in. We'll get there 2020.
Yeah.
How about we just go to a nice gyro cart? It's Greek food. It's delicious.
Not the same.
I don't eat that.
You don't need gyro?
No.
Oh, and you call yourself a Greek.
What's your favorite food?
A
dumb question.
Yeah, what is your favorite food? That's actually a good question.
Gotta think.
Kelly, what's your favorite food?
Japanese.
Oh,
Japanese.
So like sushi, sashimi?
I hate that stuff.
Yes, I like sushi. I like sashimi. I like the buckwheat noodles. Ooh. I like shabu shabu.
You like Italian food?
I do. My favorite is risotto. I love a good risotto.
Oh, yeah. Eddie's a great Italian cook.
I'm a world class cook.
I mean, nobody makes a Parmesan like this guy.
Damn right. I make a nice Fromunda cheese risotto. Yeah, a nice Fromunda cheese risotto. It's delicious.
I say risotto. You say risotto.
Phil Risotto. Very
good. Shortstop.
That's what I say, yeah.
Make it with the scooter. It's delicious.
Tomato.
Delicious. Molto bene, bellissimo.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Faccia bella. Kelly Provocateur.
Let me get into this.
Molto bene. All right, so Kelly, plug away. What are you going to be doing? What are you going to be doing for besides Denver?
Come on.
You're going to be in New York. I wanted you to tell me. You're going to be in New York. You'll be in New York coming up, promoting all your appearances. So where else are you going to be? You're going to be in New York. You're going to be in Denver. Where else are you doing?
Let me see. In May, I'm going to be holding a Ebony Goddess event in Houston. I have one of those coming up as well for next month.
And what happens at Ebony Goddess event?
People like you serve. You serve me. You pamper me. And I smack the shit out of you when I feel like it.
And she smacks the shit out of you. That's delightful.
Yeah, you know, that's the life. Oh, and then also in Denver, April 6th and 7th,
yeah,
it's going to be the mansion party.
Wait, he's gonna what? I totally
a
mean.
Mansion yeah. party.
Mansion oh, a mansion party.
Party.
Kind of, the
Pay
phone
attention.
Cut out. I'm sorry. I'm looking at her pictures.
The mansion party. It's going to be a private mansion party. The host of that is VR Novels, the virtual reality company that I'm with.
Ooh.
And it's going to be a lot of hot adult actresses there, and yeah.
All right, so
now fun to get in the door.
Very nice. She's got everything covered. She's covering everything. Kelly Provocateur. By the way, KellyProvocateur.com, too, is her website. And let me tell you, that website's pretty hot. Got a lot of hot pictures on there, Kelly.
What the?
Damn. The one thing I don't think Kelly has ever done is ever be submissive. She's definitely at all times, 24/7. She is beyond a dominatrix. She's like she is the madam. She is the mistress.
There you go.
Yeah, you can't she yelled at us. You can't ever be. Have you ever been submissive in your life?
Yes.
Was that a yeah?
I said yes.
When did that occur? Because I'd like to see that moment one time.
Well, this time at band camp.
I don't want to hear about the flute. Listen, we stuck your flute. All right, Kelly Provocateur from KellyProvocateur.com. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for being our Spank Bank Girl of the Week, all right?
Oh, thank you so much. You guys are so awesome.
No, you were awesome. You stop.
I look forward to seeing you again and squeezing you.
Oh, I would like to squeeze you again as well.
Oh, but when I squeeze you this time, you're going to feel my wrath.
Ooh.
Don't forget the spunk lube.
Damn right. There yeah.
Oh, I keep me some spunk.
I am so afraid and turned on at the same time. This is a crazy thing. Thank you.
See, that's what I like. Lust and fear. It's a good combo.
There you go. That you just talked about Billy's wedding night.
I soiled myself.
I know. Thanks, Kelly.
You're so welcome. Thank you guys for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for being on the show, baby.
You're welcome. Mwah.
Mwah. Bye, babe.
Bye.
Bye. Kelly Provocateur. I just turned off everyone's mic at once.
Way to go.
Well, we got people in the studio. I get nervous. Things happen. I start touching buttons I shouldn't. I make sure I don't say things overly sexual, Danny. I got crazy things that were nutty. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these. Wait, Joe's mic is off. Joe, after these.
Words.
That's right. Nay.
Loud. Fat. Rude. Rude and tattooed, and those are his good qualities. Uncle Eddie live right here on Ham Radio,
the Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances. The hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Uncle Eddie on Ham Radio.
Ah, I'm asking people. I didn't even know it was the library, Danny. I'm sorry. Hey, what's going on, Danny? Me and Danny. Well, let's get Danny in this one. Danny, we're going to the Expo.
Going to the Expo.
The Expo. That's right. We're going to the Hard Rock. The 19th. To the 22nd of August, we're going to be at the Hard Rock Las Vegas Casino Hotel, baby! Going to be doing some great stuff. It's the Adult Nightclub Industry National Convention Trade Show and Awards. And you can be there. Just show up. See what you get into. See what you see. Watch the red carpet. See what's going on in the world. It's right there. At the Las Vegas Hard Rock Casino and Hotel, August 19th to the 22nd, that's all you have to do is experience. You want to experience Uncle Eddie and Danny as we judge a $10,000 bikini contest? Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be, dare I say, extreme. It might just be that. It might be the best weekend of your life. The 19th to the 22nd. Live from the Hard Rock Casino Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Adult Nightclub Industry National Convention Trade Show and Awards. It's happening. We're going to be there, and so can you. For more information, go to theedexpo.com. That's theedexpo.com. Yeah, that's what we do. And tell them that Uncle Eddie and the Ham Radio Show sent you. Yeah. Now pull up your pants and stop taking your dick out at the damn table. Jesus Christ.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Former Disney star Caroline Sunshine is getting a promotion from her internship to working under White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Caroline will be taking on many detail-oriented duties for Sanders, mostly involving crossing the T's and dotting Sarah's good eye. Dance Mom star Abby Lee Miller is soon to be released from prison after serving a year behind bars on 20 counts of financial fraud. Miller laundered almost $800,000 in earnings from her dance school reality show. And what, they're just going to let her waltz right out of... seems they are. With the retrial of Bill Cosby about to get underway, lawyers for the legendary comedian are asking the judge to declare a phone call made by his accuser to her mother inadmissible evidence. Should Cosby be found guilty, he could find himself serving time in J-L-E-L-L-O. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you. Say sorry. Of course we're not a different story.
What?
This time I'm mistaken for handing you a heart worth breaking. And I've been wrong.
It's the Ham Radio Show. I don't know how much went out over the fan cam because now Danny's telling me we didn't have.
It's gone.
Well, is the video still up there or not up there?
No, it's up there. It just says content not available.
Yeah. Oh, well, that ain't good.
I killed the chat room also.
Well, the chat room's back. So the last
Nick is frantically writing me on Facebook. I'm like, I know.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
Because I was in the middle of the interview, and I could say, "Hey, stupid, click the Facebook."
You could have sent me a note that said, "Hey, stupid, send the vision."
Hey, stupid,
write a note.
Why did you do it?
That's why we had. Didn't we have cards out here at one point and a marker?
Yeah, I got a whiteboard up.
Plus, if it was smart enough to click the video, it actually worked. But
the video was on. That's what I'm saying. The video.
I think now when they cut you off like that over the copyright thing, they just block the whole video.
Right. Yeah, exactly what they did. I can't get it on my phone or anything.
I don't know. I'll get past it.
I don't think I can work.
They have plenty of free time now to do these things.
Yeah. It's not like their CEO is going to speak on Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
718-577-1389, damn Facebook.
Now he's going to get off. He's going to cancel Ham Radio.
That motherfucker.
They're probably going to go after everything and everybody now. Cause
how dare you?
They're in the crosshairs.
They're going to censor the internet.
All right, well, wait. Speaking of censoring, I think we have time to get this out on.
So okay.
I'm going to play a commercial for you right here on this screen, Joe.
I'd like to listen.
No, you're going to watch it.
Okay.
Because I need everyone to pay attention and watch this.
I have to see it?
Now, you're going to tell me. Hold on for a minute. You're going to tell me. Mm-hmm. Is this commercial racist or not racist? We're going to play a little game.
Or not racist.
Racist or not racist. Are you ready, gentlemen?
I'm ready.
Hit the big little thing to make it bigger.
So yeah, but I don't know what the pixelization is going to be.
Right. Pixel my nose.
Make it full screen.
Yeah, that's better.
Is that better, people?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
So here is the commercial that is in question. Remember, racist or not racist?
Do you want to describe it?
No, just watch it first, then we'll describe it.
Okay?
We're going to play the whole thing. Just a lot of music. Just watch and pay attention. Are you ready?
I'm listening.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Millennial French fuck.
Mm-hmm. Just watch the commercial.
Wow. Wow.
What is y'all doing?
All right,
I get where they're going with it, but wow.
I don't get it at all. So, yeah, wait a minute. Now here comes the debate. You saw racism in that commercial?
I get where they're going with
it. I did not see any racism in that commercial. You saw racism?
Well, because they passed
Wait,
all...
Let me describe it. First off, it's a Heineken commercial. If you want to play at home,
it's a
type
Heineken
in...
Light commercial.
No, don't listen to Billy, who has no clue what the fuck to type in, because Billy's not paying attention. You type in Heineken ad, quote, lighter is better. That's how you get the actual commercial. Because if you type in what Billy just said, you're going to get 9 million news reports, because Chance the Rapper came out and went after Heineken because he said he saw what Danny just said he saw, which is racism.
I get why they would say it, and I get what the
but
commercial's
where is,
about.
Where is they're in? They're in a club.
They're at a
Obviously,
club, and the beer passes all the black people and stops on the two white guys.
No, it doesn't. First off, it doesn't pass all the black people and stop on two white guys. There's a woman at the end of the bar
right.
who is drinking white wine.
Right.
There, Heineken is saying that the white wine has more calories than the Heineken.
Ooh,
so therefore, lighter is better sometimes.
I get where they're going with the question, but the way it looked like, because you see the beer passes.
But
the
that's who's
passes,
at the bar.
The beer passes the black chick constantly. And it goes
it passes one black chick
and
at the bar.
The black dude.
Is playing bass.
Yeah.
It's a reggae song you heard. It's a scorcher.
It passes him, and it passes another black person, and then it stops in front of two white people and says, lighter is better. And I can get where they
she's
say
not,
it.
First off, she's not white.
She looks to be Asian.
Yeah, she's like
Whatever.
Filipino or something
else. It
doesn't
matter. Somebody of lighter skin.
All
I
right.
can get where they would
but
say
it's
that.
But it's not racist. It's only racism if you think it's racism.
Right. But I'm just
it's
saying.
Not racist.
But I get where the commercial
but then
is
Heineken, hold on, because I got only a couple minutes to get this out. Heineken then apologized.
Of course.
Because Chance but this is my point. Why do we live in a world where you have to apologize? Billy, get
See,
it.
Now, when I seen this commercial the first time, A, I get the feeling it's set like at a resort, like Jamaica or something.
Exactly.
And the girl looked at her drink. Either she put it down and left it too long or it got warm. She looked at it, gives that like, I don't want that anymore. The little French millennial there sees it and sends her the beer. Now, it goes past all these people. But also, if you see the beginning of the commercial that we have up on the screen right here.
Yes.
How big is that bar?
It's a very small bar.
It's a very tiny bar.
It's a very tiny bar. So when he sends the beer to her.
He sends it across the whole place.
It's going everywhere.
Yes.
So now, if this is a resort, like in, say, Jamaica or something, obviously most of the crowd.
And not Jamaica, Queens. He's talking about Jamaica.
Most of the people in the crowd I would believe to be of
Jamaican descent?
Yes. So, of
AKA
course, it's going to go
people?
By. Now,
but,
also...
But
Danny fucking automatically went, holy shit!
Because...
He seems to have gotten it.
Danny got the racism real
right,
fast.
Right
but when you watch this, like, the one lady that the beer goes past, she's looking at another bartender.
She's not looking at the beer.
So, how does... You know, it obviously it's going to go past her. The bass player is playing bass, so it's going to go right past him. He's busy.
If it was set like in the 1950s and it was like a whites-only bar, I could see where there's racism.
That's a white dog.
There legitimately is, I firmly believe, zero racism in his head.
I don't think that was their intent at all.
I don't think it was.
And actually, I didn't even know it was
their
Heineken Light anyway.
But,
I thought it was a Heineken commercial.
I don't
commercial.
Think the commercial was intended. That's their intent anyway.
But
I
if there's no intention of being racist, right? If there's no intention of being racist at all, okay? Where exactly, then, do we have to apologize? Do you understand? Just because Chance the Rapper and Danny now
one person
found racism?
Yeah.
The man who sold Kit Kat bars.
Yeah.
You know, you see what you want to see.
That's what I'm saying. And obviously,
now,
Danny saw racism.
Yeah,
on
well,
this.
Danny's a racist. We all know that.
Yeah.
If anybody's ever up in
he
like...
He said he doesn't want that Mouillon beer. I'm like,
right.
whoa.
If
whoa.
If anybody's ever up at like 3, 4 in the morning...
You'll see Billy jerking off in the window.
No.
That's when you see all the racist
commercials. Watch ABC, and they always run the pillow commercials.
Yeah,
the pillow guy.
Right, with his blue shirt and the
Jesus
cross
chain.
Hanging out of his shirt.
Yeah.
Now, they always run these earlier.
Hurry up, because the show's over.
They run these like ads with the two couple.
He's
the
still
the
going.
One couple. So what happens is, at the end of the commercial, look at the couple. They're both wearing blue shirts and their chains hanging out. Why don't people complain about that?
Why should they?
I have no clue how to end the
sure
show now.
I'm sure somebody's going to be offended.
I'm totally befuddled.
Free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, make sure it's neither black nor the MyPillow guy.
That's right.
Because you'll be called a racist.
That's right.
Or an anti-Catholicist. I don't
know. Right.
And remember,
yes.
AMF, my friends, which means adios, motherfucker!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.